Across Ball State's campus from construction of the school's geothermal system, Mark Tucker dumps coal into a helicopter-sized boiler, which rages at 1,800 degrees and will continue to do so for at least 5 to 10 more years.
We go through about 130 tons a day between the four boilers.
In December 2006, Ball State President Joanne Gora was one of the first of the now 660 leaders to sign on to the American College and University President's Climate Commitment, an agreement pushing campuses to become climate neutral. Tony Cortese, who monitors schools' progress under the agreement, says American higher education must become a laboratory for climate neutrality, even though less than half the schools who have signed on have actually come up with a plan to achieve it.
They're basically saying, we don't know today how to become climate neutral, but we need to do this because it needs to be done for society. And if we don't do it, who is going to? I think society is banking on Ball State, even if Ball State were to fail, and it won't.
Even though 660 schools seems like a lot, signatories represent only 35% of the country's college student population, and the agreement is non-binding and non-regulatory, leading some to suggest it doesn't have the teeth necessary to push colleges to comply. Cortese says his organization is counting on peer and public relations pressures to push schools towards the goal.
Colleges are in the spotlight, whether they like it or not.
That's Bob Kester. He runs the Center for Energy Research, Education, and Service.
So the teeth then become peer pressure, and although shame is not necessarily the foundation of the approach, it will have that. There is that dimension lurking there. If you don't follow through on what you say you're going to do, then you're going to be a little bit embarrassed, if nothing else.
President Gora says despite the project's high price tag, disruption, and the risk associated with entering unknown territory with the scale of the project, she says the school's geothermal system is still a practical model for others to cut emissions on a large scale.
The idea of doing something that hadn't been done before is always a little scary. Our folks initially kept asking the question, can it work? You need to look beyond year one, year two, year five, year 10, because your heating and cooling system, you expect to last a lot longer than that.
Cortese says Ball State is taking steps that will resonate as leaders around the world look to solve seemingly insurmountable issues looming on the horizon.
Trying to find a way for 9 billion people by the year 2050 that will be on this planet to have good health, economic opportunity for everyone is the biggest challenge that humanity has ever faced. To do it in a way that will sustain life on Earth ad infinitum. And that's what's so significant about the actions of Ball State.
J.C. Randolph is with the Center for Research in Energy and the Environment. He says Ball State shows a good example, but it is just one school in one state in one country. He says experimentation will hopefully lead to viability for climate change fixes on a large scale.
It's almost at a stage where we don't have much choice. May the most clever and efficient and cleanest technology prevail. I mean, I just don't see that there's an answer.
Randolph says for schools hoping to become climate neutral, they'll have to do much more than switch from fossil fuels towards renewable energy. For Ball State, who will eliminate 80,000 tons a year in carbon emissions, it's still only proven to be half the battle. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.